with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a six-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Going in and occupying Syria for the express purpose of regime change is something that the president's been very clear on that throughout the campaign.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterating to reporters President Trump has no plans to invade Syria, although he did say if chemical weapons continue to be used, options are on the table.
Should they continue to use gas, especially against children and babies, that the president, all options remain on the table.
Russia's not known for being necessarily warm, but it's even chillier for Secretary of State Rex Tillerson as he meets with his counterpart. Tillerson says he hopes to be able to define the U.S.'s role in Syria going forward.
I look forward to a very open, candid, frank exchange so that we can better define the U.S.-Russian relationship from this point forward.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was originally supposed to meet with Tillerson, but backed out. USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview? Unwise. Using Nuzyzol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
It's now been confirmed that the FBI was spying on at least one advisor to the Trump campaign. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The Washington Post reports that the FBI and Justice Department showed a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court judge that there was probable cause to think that Carter Page was acting as a Russian agent. The warrant was part of the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. That probe includes looking into possible ties between Russia and the Trump campaign.
Cosmopolitan magazine under fire after touting a woman's diet plan that turned out to be she had cancer. The magazine so far not responding to backlash on Twitter. Cosmo recently posted an article with a headline, How This Woman Lost 44 Pounds Without Any Exercise. When readers click on it, they learn about the woman's health problems. And a Russian man cementing his feelings for his wife. He was so upset that she changed her last name for a supermarket promotion that he took out his revenge by filling her car with cement. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
So what does the average American think about White House spokesman Sean Spicer's slip-up in referencing Hitler? We sent Scott Pringle to the streets of New Jersey.
The Democratic leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, calling on Sean Spicer to be fired. Mixed reaction here.
I know what he was saying, but he's very inept at doing his position and probably should go.
You think he should be fired?
Yeah, I think he should be.
The guy made an apology, realized the mistake he made. Let's get over it.
I'm a Trump supporter, but I think Sean Spicer needs to get a little bit more educated.
Think he should be fired?
I don't know about fired. Obviously, if he continues making such foolish statements.
In his apology, Spicer called his comments inexcusable and reprehensible. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
Another California county has announced they are joining the lawsuit against the Trump administration over their policy to defund sanctuary cities. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Officials from the city of Chula Vista voted last night to file a legal brief supporting the lawsuit filed by a Northern California county challenging the president's order. The order threatens to withdraw federal funds from cities and states that do not help the federal government enforce deportation laws. Opponents say there are only 30 cities out of the hundreds in the state helping illegal immigrants. The move could mean the loss of millions for the city slated for public safety and affordable housing programs. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
The Veterans Administration unveiling a new website showing wait times at VA hospitals. If you want to see it, it's accesstocare.va.gov. USA Radio News.
Last night I went over to visit with them over at the Methodist Church here on Main Street and had a great time rehearsing with them, and then kind of finalized the night by going over to Lone Eagle Brewery and enjoying National Barbershop Quartet Day, singing a little bit at the brewery. Pretty cool stuff. If you're interested in learning how to sing, they teach you all about it, so go on over there and check it out. All right, it's Wednesday. It's middle of the week. And it's time for us to check traffic, see what's going on our Hunter and Kenny roads. So I get my alerts from HERTTMan.com. They send me my alerts on the highways, byways, in and out of Hunter and County. You can get them too. They'll send them to you via email, or you can follow them on Twitter. And if you do, and you'd like to have them as text messages or SMS messages, use an app called Quick Text, and it'll send you those via the text messages that you want. So let's see what's going on. Looks like it's all clear right now. It's all quiet. And that's pretty good. Let's keep it that way. Drive safe, sound smart, pay attention to the roads. Do not be distracted. Remember, those police are out there for a campaign until the 21st. Good morning, Hunter. Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntingChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I'll have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30 talking about the mortality last night. I went over to visit with them over at the Methodist Church here on Main Street and had a great time rehearsing with them, and then kind of finalized the night by going over to Lone Eagle Brewery and enjoying National Barbershop Quartet Day, singing a little bit at the brewery. Pretty cool stuff. If you're interested in learning how to sing, they teach you all about it, so go on over there and check it out. All right, it's Wednesday. It's middle of the week, and it's time for us to check traffic, see what's going on our Hunter and Kenny roads. So I get my alerts from HERTTMan.com. They send me my alerts on the highways, byways, in and out of Hunterdon County. You can get them too. They'll send them to you via email, or you can follow them on Twitter. And if you do and you'd like to have them as text messages or SMS messages, use an app called Quick Text, and it'll send you those via the text messages that you want. So let's see what's going on. Looks like it's all clear right now. It's all quiet. And that's pretty good. Let's keep it that way. Drive safe, sound smart. Pay attention to the roads. Do not be distracted. Remember, those police are out there for a campaign until the 21st. Good morning, Huntington. Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntingChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I'll have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30 talking about the markets. She had a great interview yesterday and about a woman who's involved in investing. That's going to be a keynote speaker at the Women's Business Summit. So Michelle talks with me about the markets and find out what's going on with the latest on the stock market. At 8:40, I get Diane Lane on the phone, and we go traveling. Diane gives us insights and updates and activities and ideas for going traveling. She's a vacation planner, and she's from DNL Travel, and she'll give us all the insights into that. At 9 o'clock, you might want to take a little respite over near the Delaware River. And so we're going to bring in Maria Clapp, who was proprietor of the Wolverton Inn. And interesting little story about them and how they got involved. People who finally decided to do something different than their normal 9-to-5 jobs. And so we'll find out a little bit about what it's like to run an inn and what it's like to participate or be at an inn. So we'll find out all about that from 9 to 10. At noon, it's Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll. Ruth gives us insight and help with our issues, our emotional challenges, our perhaps our anger issues, and she gives us all the coping mechanisms and kind of wakes us up to what we need to do to kind of overcome those challenges. There's nobody's going to change you except you, but what Ruth does is she kind of talks you through it and gives you some insight into how you're feeling and why you're feeling that way, and gives you some coping mechanisms and ideas and challenges and activities to overcome those challenges. Rich Scuderi is here from 1 to 3. He does modern design. Rich is an interior designer giving in tips, tricks, advice about how to improve your home inside and out. And he does it on a budget. He knows that not everybody can afford most glamorous, most expensive treatment of interior or exterior design. But he still wants it to look good, so he gives you those very frugal ideas. And he does that from 1 to 3. He even takes in calls, emails, texts, and he'll answer your questions and help you with your challenges. Jeannie Murphy, Talented People, is on from 3 to 4. Jeannie Murphy brings us insight and very interesting folks that she comes in contact with as part of Mariah Media. And the human side, David White, is here, and he talks about organizational development, organizational behavior, and he'll bring all that insight to you from 4 to 5. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website. mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to and learn about HunterChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my...
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunter and Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunter and Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterandChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Last night, brief light, zero out.
Ah, classic. It's Elton John and Rocket Man helping me with BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Well, it's National Dental Hygienist Week, National Robotics Week, Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week, and National Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week. It's Holy Week, National Library Week. We talked with Jen yesterday about the bookmobile. It'll be on tomorrow on the library show. It's National Public Safety Telecommunicators 911 Operators Week. Where would we be without them? So many people have probably been saved from their perils because of the 911 system and those folks. It's National Student Employment Week. It's Pan American Week. International Dark Sky Week. Hard to do that with that full moon last night. It's International Wildlife Film Week. Is going to start on the 15th. We'll get to that. For today, it's Belmont Paul Women's Equality Monument Day. It's Deer Day, which is drop everything and read. Remember that in elementary school? They had those little readers. It's Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. It is International Day for Street Children. National Licorice Day. I'm not partial to the black licorice. I kind of like the strawberry and the cherry. Walk on the Wild Side Day. It's National Bookmobile Day, and it's International Day of Human Flight, Space Flight Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it's Craig Turpin reporting yesterday from NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com that celebration of Hunterdon County's first IHOP starts on Tuesday. So you can get a little vitamin C by going over there and having a little orange juice. A week of events marking the opening of Hunterdon County's first IHOP begins with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, which was last night. Expected to attend the ribbon-cutting were State Senator Christopher Kip Bateman, Hunterdon County Sheriff Frederick W. Brown, Flemington Town Council President Mark Hain, Vice President Brooke Leibowitz, Councilman John Gorman, and Councilman Kim Tilley, as well as Hunterdon County Freeholder.
Would you do it?
Freeholder Deputy Director Suzanne Legay, according to a news release. A representative of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce was expected to attend. At the grand opening event, the restaurant owners Sanjay Patel and Neil Patel all welcomed Children's Miracle Network child Taryn, 6 of New Jersey, who will also participate in that ribbon cutting. Tuesday's grand opening celebration ran from 4 to 7 and included a DJ and bounce house. Diners can be a $1 short stack of buttermilk pancakes and a 2x2x2 breakfast combo for $4.99 during that time, according to that news release. The new IHOP, located next to the Hampton Inn off Royal Road, will also be holding a pancake eating relay race featuring local firefighters on Saturday as part of its grand opening. The Great Pancake Eating Relay Race will feature members of the Flemington Fire Department and Raritan Township Fire Company's Station 21, facing off in a pancake-eating relay race for bragging rights, according to the release. It takes place from 2 to 3. There will be a series of daily family activities, including a DJ, bounce house, face painting, balloon artist, and all kids under 12 eat free from 4 to 10, from Tuesday through Saturday. Restaurants' hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., Sunday through Thursday, and 7 a.m. to midnight on Friday and Saturday. Opening week events include appearances by IHOP mascots Charlie Chip, Susie Strawberry, and Bonnie Blueberry. And so here's the schedule. We already did Tuesday. Today is DJ special selfie station, dining special, buy one entree, get one free, entree of equal or lesser value with purchase of two beverages. On Thursday, face painter and bounce house from 4 to 7, a dining special of $5 off, purchase of $25. Does not include tax and gratuity. On the 14th, WMGQ FM Magic 98.3 van and prize wheel will be from 4 to 7. Dining special, $5 off, purchase $25. And on Saturday, the Great Pancake Eating Relay featuring members of the Flemington Fire Department and Raritan Township Fire Company Station 21 facing off in a pancake eating relay race for bragging rights, according to the release, 2 to 3 p.m. So go on over there. Enjoy some pancakes. You don't have to have them for breakfast. I enjoy great pancakes any time of the day. Especially love, I hope they still have it on the menu, pigs in a blanket. Love that stuff, man. The sausage link wrapped in the pancake. That's awesome, man. That used to be my go-to food when I was a kid. Celebrations and observances, and that's vitamin C. A little feel-good story about Pancake House open up in Flemington. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you.
Cerise Ronan is 23 from Atonement. From Army Wives, Caitlin Pippi is 24. Life is Beautiful. Giorgio Cantarini is 25. Actress of Frances Ha, Hannah Dunn is 27. Actor in I Do, Mike C. Manning is 27. From Revenge, Annabelle Stevenson is 29. Singer of Wanted, Jesse James is 29. Broad City's Ilana Glazer is 30. Actress in Battleship, Brooklyn Decker is 30. Actress in Raising Victor Vargas, Judy Mart is 34. From Inglourious Basterds, Paul Rust is 36. Infestation, Diane Marshall Green is 37. Once Upon a Time, Jennifer Morrison is 38. Actress in Homeland, Claire Danes is 38. It's the 39th birthday of Jared Turner from the Shannara Chronicles. Riley Smith is 39 from Radio. Brothers and Sisters, Sarah Jane Morris is 40. Actress in My Boys, Jordana Spiro is 40. Agency of Vengeance, Bridget Kingsley is 41. Planet Terror, Marley Shelton is 43. Actress in Delta Force, Christina Moore is 44. Miss Rhode Island, USA, 1997, The Price is Right. And that would be Claudia Jordan, 44 today. From actor in Lucy, Amir Wakid is 44. The West Wing, Nicole Robinson is 44. From Charmed, Shannon Doherty is 46. Alias, Kelly Donovan's 46. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Nicholas Brendan's 46. Another World, and that would be Alicia Coppola. She's 49. CNN reporter Suzanne Malveau is 51. The Accused, Tom O'Brien's 52. 53, Mark Camacho from Days of Our Past. Actress in The Parenthood, Suzanne Douglas is 60. Pure Prairie League solo singer, Vince Gill is 60. The Godfather Part 3, Andy Garcia is 61. Singer and musician, Pat Travers is 63. From Heat, Tom Noonan, 66. David Cassidy, that's why we played Partridge Family today. David Cassidy today is 67. David Letterman is 70 today. Actor of The Wonder Years, Dan Lauria, is 70. For Married with Children, Ed O'Neill is 71. Steppenwolf frontman, John Kay, is 73. Composer of Watermelon Man, Herbie Hancock, is 77. Barry Lyndon, actor, Hardy Krueger, is 89. And from Giant, Jane Withers is 91 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshipper.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back. Michelle Heidi is up next to talk about the markets. Good morning, huntshipper.com.
With Chris Barnes.
Our meetings today come at an important moment in the relationship.
Many would call that an understatement from the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who's now in Moscow having talks with Russian leaders. And here's more from Mark Mayfield.
The visit comes amid rising tensions between the U.S. and Russia over Syria. U.S. cruise missiles were launched at a Syrian airfield last week in response to a deadly chemical weapons attack on Syrian civilians. The U.S. blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for the attack. Yesterday, the White House blamed Russia and Syria for trying to confuse the world about who was responsible.
Fox News commentator Bill O'Reilly is now taking a break while sponsors are breaking away from his show. The host of the O'Reilly Factor losing more than 40 advertisers since news broke of a settlement of a number of sexual harassment claims. O'Reilly is due to return on April 24th. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
It's time for the investment update with Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. So you had an interview yesterday that was a showcase or a little bit of a teaser about the Women's Business Summit. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's hard to believe that we're now less than 2 weeks away to our Women's Business Summit, but super excited for such a great lineup of speakers, you know, ranging from Donna Simon, Janet Kovach, Nina Kamen, Maria Semple, and then having Kathleen McQuiggan, who's the gal that I interviewed yesterday, who I think will do a spectacular job wrapping the day up as far as talking about moving women forward in business. So really, really excited about the day. And there's still time for folks to sign up. They can just reach out to the chamber at 908-782-7115 to get their tickets.
Awesome. All right.
All right.
Excellent.
Let's see.
What's happening with the markets today?
The markets continue to kind of, yesterday we ended, down a tiny bit, so mostly flat. This morning we're still, mostly flat, and a lot of that has to do with continuing concerns with Syria, North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, the continuation of U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, the meeting that's going on there. Today they're expected to discuss the Ukraine, counterterrorism, and Russia's continued support for Syria. So we'll see how those talks continue. But again, the markets are a little bit hesitant based upon those conversations, and again, based upon continued concerns with now North Korea popping back up in the news again, in addition to Syria. So if we take a look at things like earnings, we actually had Delta Airlines rising after the company posted quarterly results. Conversely, we continue to see pressure on United Airlines based upon everything that's been happening with that situation. It's probably going to take a while to try and clear up some of that publicity that they're continuing to get. And of course, here I'm thinking, gee, I get to fly United in a couple weeks.
All right.
Hopefully I have a positive experience. But
well, I'm sure they're all on guard now to be over and above. But man, what
exactly. Exactly. Hopefully get the super deluxe treatment, at least over the next couple of weeks on the airline.
Yep.
But let's see. After the market closes today, we have Tier 1 Imports and David T reporting. So we're starting to slowly, kick off first quarter earnings season.
Mm-hmm.
We had some economic data this morning. We had, mortgage applications rose by about 1.5% as interest rates decreased to a low for this year. So right now the average 30-year is somewhere in the range of 4.28%. We also have import-export prices coming out any minute, and then we have the federal budget coming out at 2 o'clock this afternoon. When we take a look at the European markets, let's see here, they have been trading relatively flat. I think that's probably still the case at this point. Let's see. Yeah, pretty much trading flat. And when we take a look at the Asia-Pacific region, we had China closing about 0.5% lower. Nikkei in Japan also closed about 1% lower. So again, globally, we're feeling kind of a little bit of a stall. Part of that might have to do with what I mentioned earlier in our conversation. So that's where we are today. And then the other big news actually in corporate America has to do with good old BlackBerry. We haven't talked about them in a while.
No.
but they're still around, and they were just awarded about $815 million in an arbitration case against Qualcomm. And it had to do with BlackBerry stating that they were overpaying Qualcomm royalties. And so it does look like they will be getting a settlement. So at least that's a positive for BlackBerry. So their stock is currently up about 17% in pre-market trading. Qualcomm is currently down a bit in pre-market trading. So that's where we are. I have a feeling, the market's just going to continue in this relatively flat range until, we get something that will be a catalyst to move it one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're already almost halfway through April, and then there's the old sell in May. You made your money in the first 3 months, and that it might prove to be the right choice this year. We'll see.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So.
All right. Well,
All right.
Hopefully you enjoyed your day yesterday, nice and warm. It's going to be a little bit milder today, but we also might have some thunderstorms, so you might have to bring an umbrella.
Okay.
All right. Very well. All right. Thank you so much, as usual, Michelle. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonshipper.com, every morning at 8:30. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington. We'll be right here. We're going to talk to Diane Lane in just a minute. Hang on.
Instead, Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's Wednesday. It's time to go a-traveling. I got D&L Travel, Diane Lane, on the phone. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very good. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Yeah, we've had gorgeous weather for the holiday coming up, you know?
Yeah.
Good old Easter.
Yes. Finally.
Things are getting green.
We finally, and the weeds have shown up, and my lawn has already gotten long.
Onion grass, you know, all the
Give me a break.
Things.
I mean, and it's the perfect storm, right?
Yes,
you had like 5 inches of rain and then sunshine.
Right. It's okay. We could deal with it.
Yeah, I'll take it. But
I was looking through things today, and I had two Board of Tourism officials stop, one for Grenada, one for St. Lucia. And they informed me that their offices in New York are closing, and now the girls who work these Board of Tourism's got to work out of their homes and go see everybody. And we used to be able to be in touch and see what's going on, or they come to our meetings and give seminars so we know what's happening on the islands. And I was going through stuff, and we just found out, and I didn't realize America's Cup, one of the biggest races in the world, is starting in Bermuda, and it starts in June.
Wow.
So it's older than the Olympics. In 1896 was the first modern Olympic Games in Athens, but this was started before that. And it was brought to life by America's Cup of a New York businessman who sailed across the Atlantic aboard a schooner called America and claimed victory at the World's Fair in England. So that's where the name came from, was after the yacht, not because it's the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't think a lot of people realize that.
No, it starts to fade into the background after we keep hearing it over and over and over again.
Right.
So, thank you.
We have won the last two races, the 2010 and the 2013, the Oracle team. Mm-hmm. So we're the defending champs. And this year, the remaining challenging teams are Sweden, New Zealand, France, Great Britain, and Japan.
Okay.
And it's going to cost them $2 million to enter the race. That's the entry fee.
Crazy.
Yes. So
that's why when you said Oracle team, that's the actual company.
Yes, the name of the company that's sponsoring the ship.
Yep.
The yacht.
Yeah, it's gotten to that point.
The oldest trophy. The trophy is called the Auld Mug. It's sterling silver. It flies first class, custom design Louis Vuitton carrying case. No bare hands are allowed to touch the trophy at all.
Wow. Just white gloves, huh?
Right. So the island of Bermuda was chosen by the Oracle team to start the race. And, you know, the history, it's English, you know, background, and it's a fantastic island. I mean, you know, you got beautiful waters around the island.
Yep.
You know, so here you got to, you know, hop on a plane and go down.
Yeah, it's not a bad, it's a pretty easy trip, right?
It's easy, yeah. And not only that, if you wanted to take a cruise out of New York, you know, Bayonne or New York, you can go down and try to schedule it when the races are going to be. And the moorings, the other company that I know quite well, they have a huge setup for people if you want to start going to book something for them. Mm-hmm. They have, you can stay on land and you can stay on a yacht watching the race.
Okay.
And that's a crude team that takes you around Bermuda, you know, besides being participating, watching the race. So if anybody's interested in doing that and talking about that and seeing about setting that up, they can call me. So it's supposed to be a spectacular experience. And you have your own crude yacht waiting and first class accommodations and front row view of the race, actual teams racing their boats.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into something like that.
I would imagine it's out in the ocean, right? It's not in the bay area, so you got to actually be on a ship to see any of the race.
Yep, you're going to be on your own yacht with the moorings.
Right.
And they will include, a stay on land, mm-hmm. if you want to stay on the land, and then you get on the boat, and you bop around as the race is going.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. So. Now, it implies that that this race moves from place to place. It's not always staying in Bermuda, is that right?
No, it goes from country to country, and they started it here. So it's a different legs, and they have to sail to the different locations. I don't know where they're going to end up. I don't know what the schedule is. You would have to Google it to see where the next place, but it's starting in June. And, it's hurricane season. So,
well, that'll be interesting.
Yes, I'm saying you never know what they're going to run across.
Sure.
And let me tell you something. They're on top of that.
Yep.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Sure. No, you can't afford that type of.
What's going on? What's coming off the coast of Africa?
Yeah.
And see that they don't run into any hurricanes while they're doing this. Because they can't see ships.
No, you can't afford to have that type of a mess happen.
No.
It's pretty rare though to have hurricanes in June. I mean, we have them from time to time, but the percentage of hurricanes at that particular time is pretty low.
Later in the season, you know? So the region of Bermuda is incorporated like a lot of cultural, and they have three different locations that have really come to this island, England, Portugal, and, of course, the Caribbean. So they have little terms of Bermudian slang. So we have Ace Boy, Ace Girl is your best friend. And Burmy is a nickname for Bermudian. And Black is Gosling's Black Seal Rum.
Mm-hmm.
And grease with a G-R-E-E-Z-E is a food or a meal.
Right.
And an onion is a native Bermudian. So if you ever see somebody say, there's an onion walking down the street, that's what it is.
Okay.
The session is a party. Uh-huh. The rock is another name for Bermuda. And whoopin' is what's up.
Whoopin'. Okay.
So.
All right. Well, if you want to try and fit in a little bit, you got to know the slang, right?
Yes.
Wow. A whoopin'. I didn't know the onion part. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. I knew the rock, but I didn't know the onion part. That's funny. Wow. Well,
but whoopin', W-O-P-N-I-N, what's up?
What's up?
You're a whoopin', what's up?
Yeah. And, you drive on the buses over there. The buses, the bus transportation is awesome.
Yeah.
The bus drivers, know everybody. The guy's beeping at every person on the island as he's driving by.
It's so small, and everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
And his family's together, working together, and, they are in all aspects of the tourism industry. And they really do work together to make you feel at home,
Yeah, well, they know.
And my advice is, a lot of people like to do the scooters. I'm going to tell you something. It's dangerous on those scooters, on those roads. Because those roads are very big. They're narrow, and the buses are big, and the little trucks that they use are big, and you got to stop if they want to go around you, because you can get knocked off that scooter and have a problem.
Yeah, last time I was there, I got some wisdom. When I was there back in the 80s, it wasn't as bad, but last time I was there, I was like, man, I don't know. I don't think so. It's a little bit more busy, much more busy there now.
Yeah.
But the transportation is much easier to do as well.
Oh, yeah, and they don't allow you to rent cars.
No.
You're not allowed to rent your own vehicle.
Yeah, so it's taxi or bus or scooter. Yeah. That's it. That's all you got.
And I think that's why a lot of people opt for the scooters.
Yeah.
But it's just dangerous. It really is dangerous. So I can't wait to get back to the island to see what else is happening, what's new. I know a lot of the resorts were not going to be open. They were catering more to making the resorts apartments.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michael Douglas has a resort that he's owned. And I think he was going to turn them into apartments and not keep it as a resort any longer.
Really?
And that was in the works. And then there was a lot of construction going on because it's English, like in Grand Cayman. Grand Cayman is the banking capital of the Caribbean. And they were trying to do Bermuda as the insurance capital of the island.
Right.
And there was a tremendous amount of going on with insurance companies building office buildings and what have you.
I imagine over in Hamilton, right? That's about the only place you could do it.
Yeah.
You know, when you do the docking over there with the cruise ship at the old dockyard, the Navy Yard, that's starting to build up, and it's starting to get more attention.
Yeah, but, and a lot of people realize realize they get off the boat and they do their shopping there and they don't go on the rest of the island.
Yeah,
they
it's sad.
Go to the rest of the island.
Yeah, take the ferry right across
right,
the bay.
Right, or go to the old section. I mean, there's some fantastic little stores in the older section.
Yep.
So I just have a good time when I go there. It's a lot of fun, you know?
There's ferries. You don't have to go completely on the island. You could take a ferry. It goes right across from the Navy Dockyard to Hamilton. Yeah. Also, a ferry goes to St. George. That's a long ride, but it's a scenic ride, but it's not bad.
Well, they have a schedule on here. Round one is called Round Robin, and it starts in May 26th, Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And I guess it's the positioning of the different ships.
Yep.
And the different countries. Oh, my God. There's like 6 days. It is round robin one and round robin two. And it's the qualifiers, you know, trying to get in.
True.
And then they have the different playoffs of the different teams, like Team A versus Team B or Team, you know, on the following week. It's a really big racing schedule here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where like they find. I don't know how they get their daytime jobs in there, but
I don't know. It's the whole month of June.
Yeah,
it's almost every day. There's like a break in between.
Yeah.
Then they have a playoffs final. They have races. They have 6 races, and then they have a Youth America's Cup with Red Bull sponsoring. So they have a Super Yacht Regatta is going to be on June 14th. So then anybody who's down there with a yacht and they want to do the regatta, they have it.
Okay. So you can get your own job
so,
in there.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable how many. And they have an Endeavor Junior Halftime Regatta. So there's a lot of stuff. And they have America's Cup Village. So apparently they set up a village in the town of Bermuda. I guess they're going to have a section of it where it's just cater to the people who are in the America's Cup.
I don't know where they're going to put that.
There's
not like a lot of land hanging around.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're really take place, you know.
Yeah. Neat. Well, that's pretty cool. It's every so many years, so if you want to get it, and like you said, it's pretty close, so it's not a bad thing to do. A nice time to go.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful location, you know.
Yep.
Let's see. They're telling us the tickets. Okay, so the tickets for the America's Cup Village tickets is general admittance to the cup featuring dock out show, pre-racing interviews, prize giving ceremonies, stuff like that. They range between $20 to $50 a day. Then they have a grandstand seating, which is a waterside view of the finish line with a big screen.
Right.
And they offer that for everybody, too.
Oh, that's cool. So you can watch it televised, kind of.
Yeah, it's $70 to $100 per day.
Neat.
Per person. And then they have the Gosling Dark and Stormy Island Bar located in the village. It's the atmosphere for great sound. It's overlooking the sound, and that is open almost every day from 11 to 5, and the bar is included, and it runs from $150 to $250 a day. So I'm allowing the including the liquor.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. I would hope so, $150
right.
a day.
So they tell you to reserve a yacht in a few additional days so you can bop around, like you got Horseshoe Bay, Elbow Beach, Somerset Long Bay, Tobacco Bay Beach, Gibbs Hill Lighthouse, and, you know, snorkeling, go in the Royal Navy Dockyard, like you said, St. George, you know, bopping around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they really include everything.
All right. Excellent. So how do people set this up with you, Diane?
They can call me, and we'll see what we can, you know, what's available and see what's out there. We have a lot of airlines, Air Canada, American, British, Delta, JetBlue, United, and WestJet. They're going to be targeting for this area. They have charters going in and out, and they can call me at 908-238-9935.
Okay.
So, yeah, and you need a passport.
Need a passport, that's right, yep.
You know,
not anymore.
Yep. Got to check that out.
Cool.
And then there's a $35 airport departure tax fee that you pay. to be included with your ticket, but you never know.
Yeah, okay. Excellent. Well, enjoy the weather. Thank you so much. We've
happy
got some
Easter. Have a good happy time Easter. This weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Don't eat too much.
All right. And don't give all those kids all that candy. Come on.
No. So if you're into sailing and you want to go see the America's Cup, and it's right around the corner.
Okay.
Not too far away. Give me a call.
Awesome. Thanks, Diane. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great one.
Bye.
That's Diane Lane from D&L Travel. Give her a call for the America's Cup down in Bermuda. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Spotlights have a funny glow. They can keep you warm, but they can make you go crazy. Always gotta be the show, so you never know what it's like being in the crowd. Lately I'm hearing people say you're a runaway, and somebody's got to bring you back to reality, help you see the things that you might have been looking past.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
To further clarify areas of sharp difference so that we can better understand why these differences exist and what the prospects for narrowing those differences may be.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talking to reporters before what was supposed to be a meeting with his counterpart in Russia, but ended up being with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin had originally said he wouldn't be meeting with him amid rising tensions between the U.S. and Russia, but Putin appeared at the time of the scheduled meeting. The situation in Syria had been expected to be on the agenda. Now it most certainly is. Defense Secretary James Mattis again talking to the media about the attack in Syria, saying they have confirmed it was Syria who launched the chemical weapons.
We have gone back through and looked at all the evidence we can, and it is very clear who planned this attack, who authorized this attack, and who conducted this attack. With no doubt whatsoever.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Despite a push from the Democrats to win a special election yesterday, Republican Ron Estes, the newest member of Congress, here's Mark Mayfield.
Estes will take over the seat vacated by Mike Pompeo, who's now serving as President Trump's CIA director. Estes' campaign had support from high-profile Republicans, including President Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. President Trump carried the state by 27 points, but Estes' race against Democrat James Thompson was surprisingly close. Estes won by 7 points.
United Airlines still scrambling to repair its image after a video showing a passenger being dragged off an overbooked flight went viral. CEO Oscar Munoz now says the incident is horrific, and he says no one should ever be mistreated that way. His initial statement, much less contrite, until an internal memo obtained by CNBC called the passenger belligerent and said the employees acted appropriately. Munoz told Good Morning America this will never happen again on a United Airlines flight. He also apologized to the passenger. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The wall is taking in.